go up against the Jets since you've been playing a good season last year? What are you looking forward to playing against the Jets?
Just being able to experience, you know, what everyone talks about or what I hear about. And just being able to be a part of it. You know, I was part of a couple good rivalries in college, so just looking forward to being able to get into some history a little bit, I guess, history lessons.
What have you heard? You said from what you've heard. What did guys say?
They just say it's a rivalry. You know, it's Jets-Giants. I mean, they're both. I mean, first, when I first came here, I thought the New York Giants would be in, you know, New York. And the Jets were in Jersey, but I was obviously wrong about that. So I'm just sitting back and trying to learn exactly what's going on.
How about the prospects of going up against the two good cornerbacks that they have over there?
I think it'll be a great opportunity for us to be able to go into our third preseason game and kind of just take that next step in the right direction as far as moving the offense along and, you know, every other aspect as well. But specifically speaking about the offense and getting to go against one of the best corners in the league and Cromartie, who's another really good corner. Just looking forward to that opportunity.
Mikel, is it important that you and Eli connect here in the preseason before the regular season? Is it something that you want to do, you know?
I mean, obviously you get on the field and you want to, you know, if the ball's thrown your way, you want to catch it. But I think I had zero catches in the preseason last year. And, you know, I think Eli and I kind of have an understanding of where each other are. But, you know, you always want to work your material and work what you've practiced and bring it over to a game just as far as for confidence within yourself, not so much just confidence for the others around you. You know, I feel as if we'll be all right whether or not we get a pass going or not. But, you know, like I said, just looking forward to being able to go against some very good, very, very good competition.
What do you know about Revis and how about his young, if at all?
He's a good dude, very good person. I've met him a few times, hung out with him. Before the schedule came out and they said we had to play the Jets, you know, we were good friends and now, no, I'm kidding. But, you know, having to go against him is just, you know, why would you not want to go against, you know, the best in the league, the Patrick Petersons, the Shermans, Revis, Joe Haydens, you know, that's what you come here to do is to put yourself in the best position possible to go against the best, and he's clearly one of the best. And it should be a tough challenge, but looking forward to it and just being able to go out there and compete. I guess we'll see Saturday.
You seem to bang your wrist a little bit early in the game against Jacksonville. Was that any issue?
Okay. It's fine to me.
Okay.
What do you make of Victor's comments that you felt guys were running to you in the game?
No, I agree with what he said. But at the end of the day, man, it's football. And there's guys out there, and you're going to get hit. It's a contact sport for a reason. You just want to try and avoid any unnecessary contact. I mean, I know I do for sure. So just plays that can be made by a defender and you're choosing not to make a play on the ball, then it's a different story, you know. So like I said, at the end of the day, it's football, man. You're going to get hit. You're going to have to take shots. You're going to have to get up, and you're going to have to compete. So I'm not so much worried about being targeted or – you know, I know that maybe a little self-inflicted that's what it's going to be like this year. I'm just going to be a target in other people's eyes and something I'm going to have to look out for. So just protecting yourself and just knowing that, you know, there's 52 other people that have your back. There's not so much. It makes it, you know, less concerning for me to really worry about.
Yeah, but does that equation change a little bit in the regular season, that balance between going for the ball and getting the contact?
For them?
For you.
Oh, no, I'm going for the ball. I'm just going to have to get hit. I don't know about them. I don't think if they have the chance to take a shot, then I think they will. It's just it's what you do, you know. It's part of the game. So I can't really get mad. Can't really get mad about anything like that. It's just you just learn to play with it and just know that that's going to be the case.
Did some of that boil over a little bit for you on the last play that you were in? Right,
say it again?
The sideline, it looked like kind of gave Sergio Brown like a little shove or something like that.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. And there was no flag thrown, so no harm, no foul.
I think you tweeted something earlier in the week about Eli and learning from him, following his lessons.
Yeah.
What has he offered you? And
I don't remember tweeting. But just, you know, honestly, to be able to come in and be a rookie in the league and come in and you get, in my mind, a guy who could end up going to the Hall of Fame. A quarterback like that and a guy who loves football and loves talking about football and being able to, you know, converse and conversate with him about football and getting on the same page. You know, what better way to start off your career with a guy like that who just enjoys and wants the best out of you and he's going to push you to be the best. So I've learned a lot from E and just as far as watching what he does every day and how he comes to work and how he handles everything in general. So whether he knows it or not, my eyes are always on him.
With Ruben and Victor, are you sitting there saying whenever they're ready and we'll get by until they are?
Absolutely. I think they had to hold off for a little while before I could go play with them, so I can't sit back and, you know, complain about me having to take all the reps in practice. I think I gave Ruben enough extra reps while I was out. So. Just really waiting for him and Vic to come back healthy. You know, you don't want to rush back into something and then you prolong it. You want to you know, try and stay on top of whatever you have going and making sure when the time's right, then you could go. So right now, the main focus is just for those two guys to get as healthy as possible, and the receiving core to do our job, which is, you know, one guy down, it's next man up, and that's always been the mentality. So. The receiving core, starting with myself, I know that I need to step it up and take it to another level as far as bringing energy and everything that's going on. It's time for this team to take another step.
You've talked about the importance of controlling your emotions, how many people get under your skin. It seems like Saturday was a test for that. How do you think it's going?
It's going to be a test all year, and it's just something that you're going to have to deal with. And like I said, I have 52 guys out there who are going to have my back, so I'm not so much concerned about it and just kind of understanding and embracing the position that you're in and knowing that there are going to be shots like that and there are going to be guys trying to get in your head and just making sure that you remain who you are and at the end of the day, play football. You know, I just love playing ball, so if they make a good play, you know, you get up, you tell them good play, and you keep it moving.
When you said a lot of it, you know, some of it might be self-inflicted, is that because of the success you had? I mean, just the raw numbers or maybe more the personality?
Maybe a bit of both. I could rub a lot of people the wrong way if they don't know me. So I'm sure a lot of it was caused from me being who I am and dancing and having fun and also having success at the same time. I'm sure that it's not something that you going against me would want to see. I wouldn't want, you know, a DB breaking up the ball every single play and him dancing all in my face, you know, as well. So I could understand why things may be the way they are, and it just, you know, you're going to have to handle it.
Oh, is there any chance to tone it down a little bit, having known that?
No, I still got to play with the same passion and come to the field the same way every time. But, you know, like I said, people are going to talk. You're going to talk. You get caught up in the game. It's heat of the moment. Things are going to be said. And, you know, after the game, you know, all is forgotten. Like, at the end of the day, you're out there to compete. So there's no hard feeling of bad blood between anybody that you ever play against. It's just kind of, you know, one of those things. I want to do better than you. I don't want you to be able to leave the field and say you got the best of me or anything like that. So that's where it's at.
Last question, guys.
Turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek, man. Martin Luther King or Malcolm X approach, whichever one you want to go for. You know, like I said, it's going to happen all year, and how you handle it is up to you. And I got guys out there counting on me to do my role, and just the same way I count on everyone else to do theirs. So just making sure that we all do our job, and I think it'll benefit us all.